We've gone from a world in which the men at a college in, let's say, the United States or Great Britain in the year 1916, 1917, knew that they could be called up from there at any moment to fight in a dreadfully brutal and miserable war, right? We had to grow up fast. From there, we've come now to a world in which people have to be comforted by puppies because an election went in a way that they had not wanted it to go. We've gone from it being expected of us that we would have personal backbone, which would include intellectual backbone. So if you went to a university and you believed something that the professor believed was wrong and he gave you arguments against it, you would be expected to try to hold your own or to examine the truth of your previous belief with evidence or with arguments. We've gone from there to education as emotional and personal validation if you belong to certain favored groups. If you don't belong to those favored groups, then you're out in the cold. But this is not education. This is not even good emotional therapy. This is a dose of opioid laced with poison. It's not even good opioid. And, of course, no real education can go on in that environment.